Well, y'all, here I am on the other side now. Got to talking on that and let that side run out. But I'm just fixing to tell you, I'm going to get the letter and read to y'all. And like I said, there's just, I don't want to go no further than, I know y'all play a lot of the tapes to folks, but this tape is just you, Mother and Dad, and you, Max and Sue. I know y'all are concerned about Tanya and everything. So, it wasn't really like the last letter that I got from her. But I'm going to get it and read it to y'all. Like I said, these things I do over this tape, y'all, it's because I can't be with you to explain it. I have to get it off my chest to somebody. And so I'm fixing to go in now and get the letter, and I'm going to read it to y'all. So just 1 minute. Well, I got the letter now, and just as I picked the letter up and looked at the address, I happened to think that you asked me for the address, so I'm fixing to give it to all of y'all, Tanya's address, if y'all want to write or anything. I mean, you know, Mother, you asked me about it so that you could send her a Christmas present or something, so here's the address. I'm going to say it twice to make sure that you get it. It's 8101 West 79th Street, Oakland, Illinois. And if you send anything, we'll send it in care of Linda Sue Link. Now here's the address again. It's 8101 West 79th Street, Oakland, Illinois. Well, there's the address for y'all, and right now I'm fixing to squat down here and turn my flashlight on, see if I can read this letter by flashlight. I hope that y'all would want me to do this. If anybody sees me doing this, I guess they'll think I'm crazy, but I don't care what anybody thinks. This is the only way I can talk to y'all, so here it goes right now. Just a minute. I left that on while I was trying to get this letter unraveled and everything, so this hard to do, read a letter by flashlight. Y'all just have to make it out the best you can. She says, "Dear Jean, well, how's this find you? As for Tanya, she is just fine. She starts school in a week. She is really anticipating it. We took her to the dentist to have two teeth filled. She was braver than I was. She sat in the chair and didn't move a muscle. She didn't even have a shot to deaden them while he was filling. She has more nerve than I do. I was supposed to have my teeth worked on that day, but I told him no thanks. It didn't do any good. Jim made me go back the next week. I did. I had four filled then and have four more to be filled. I think two cavities for Tanya was pretty good. Alice has already had to have a jaw tooth pulled. We still have to take Tanya to the doctor for her checkup and a patch test. By the way, she hasn't got her pajama set. Have you seen it? I don't know if you've sent them or not. I thought I'd mention it so you'd let me know. In your next letter, if you write, be sure and tell me. They could have gotten lost. If you haven't, be sure and send them in care of me. All of the mail boxes for the park or by the office, and The manager wouldn't know who Tanya Lynn Day is. I cooked pie today. I cooked pie day before yesterday, and there was only one piece left, and she and I were fighting over it. And finally we compromised. We split it. I think she had eaten half of it by herself. I mean, the whole pie. She just put her arms around me and said, "I'm your little baby, Mama." She happy now that she got some of the pie. You should see her hair now. It's about 3 inches from her waist. Well, I guess I'll close off for now. I can't think of anything else to write. Your ex, Linda Sue, your daughter, Tanya.
Well, y'all, there was the letter. I guess I got a little bit choked up on the last of it there for a minute, but I guess that can be understood. We take it as it comes, you know. I hate it that everything had to turn out like it did, but I guess that we all live and learn, don't we? I guess y'all can plainly see that this is all coming straight from my heart tonight. Pretty well down the dumps. I guess a person get that way once in a while, but I always know that I got four that I can turn to when I get that way. That's the four of y'all. Got to turn this off a minute. I'll say a little bit more in a minute. Well, I turned it off there for a little while. I went over to the club and got me a couple of beers. Come back and said, well, I got to finish this tape out. Y'all, I hadn't played this back, but I imagine what it sounded like. Like I said, I was pretty well down to dump, but hell, it's all in the game. Look at it and laugh. Everything gonna be okay. So I'm gonna try to make this old tape out the best I can the rest of it. Oh, little old Tanya, she's getting to be a big girl. We all know that. We're gonna have to kind of realize it, you know. One of these days we'll all see her again. And actually, we'll all be glad when that time gets here. Like I said earlier, it's hard being away from her and everything. And I guess a daddy can't never get adjusted to it like you can a lot of other things. But that's part of being a daddy, you know. I'm sure y'all understand what I mean. If I got, hadn't played this back, I might not even send this tape. After I play it back and see what it sounds like, I know I got pretty jerky there a while ago, but if it sounds bad, I won't even send it. But anyway, well, I got guard tomorrow night, and I'm going to try to make the man again. Don't know if I told y'all or not. Like I said, my old mind ain't too good. Last week, I made the man on guard. I think I told y'all about it. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm going to try to make supernumeral again because that'll give me a chance to get the next day off. And when you get a day off, it's pretty good. I like to get the day off. Yeah, I remember now. I told y'all about it, getting the day off, because it was so boring. And I'm going to make this one a little bit more exciting than the last day I had off, though. About tired of just sitting around and first one thing and another. And so I'll write y'all and tell you if I make the man or not. I got some tough competition this time. I read the old guard list and I got some old boys that pretty straight, and they know their stuff. But your little Bubba and your son knows theirs, too. You can bet on that. I study it when I don't have nothing to do. Biggest question they usually ask you something about who's battalion commander, group commander, and how high's the flag flying, what's the five basic colors of the map, and how far, what's the maximum range on the M60 machine gun, maximum range on the M16, and stuff like that, you know, what bars will be eligible to wear when we leave here, and first one thing. Last time he asked me, I knew all of them. He asked me about 7 questions the last time I answered correct. And, well, I made the man supernumeral, like I told y'all on the last tape. But I'm going to try to make again tomorrow. I'm even going to go as far as spit shine my boots and spit shining boots in Vietnam, something else, you know, when you got to go out and wade in mud to get to wherever you're going. So much for that. I just thought I'd throw that in. I'll let y'all know if I make it or not.
Well, it's getting pretty late now. I still got quite a bit of tape to go, and I'm going to finish this tonight if it hair lips John Westmoreland. It's 15 minutes till 9 now. Oh, by the way, here's something I might throw in. Daddy, you remember that watch you gave me when you left? When I left? Well, I'm still wearing it, and she ain't missed a lick so far. You don't know what kind of hell it's been through, either. I'm telling you, it's been underwater, first one thing another. Matter of fact, one night, I won $10 on it. Yeah, I won $10. There's an old boy, bought him new Benrus, and it kind of flanked out on him over here. I told him, I said, man, you ought to go buy you a Croton. And he said, well, you got an old gook watch or something? I said, friend, let me tell you something. I give this to my daddy before he went to Korea. I said, he wore it to Korea, wore it back to the States, and he gave it to me before I come over here to Vietnam. And I said, I've wore it all the way through this over here. I said, I'll tell you what I can do right now. We got a beer chest in our tent. I said, I can take his watch off and put it at the bottom of that beer chest. The beer chest had ice in it and water, you know, at the bottom there. I said, I can put it in that beer chest and leave it 30 minutes and take it back out and it'll still be just ticking like everything. He said, you can't do it. I told him to put his money where his mouth was, and he did. He's a gambling man. Well, I put my money where my mouth was, and I took a chance on it, and I slapped this old watch underneath that cooler down there in the bottom of that water, and we sat there and we talked and everything, 30 minutes, and I asked him if that was long enough. He said, you think it's still running? I said, well, just for kicks, I'll leave 15 more minutes. And I left it 15 more minutes. And he said, you might as well get your money out because that thing ain't going to be running when you bring it out. I brought it out and I showed it to him. And would you believe I won $10? Sure did. Boy, and this old boy right after that, he went up to X and bought him a Croton after that. But it's still ticking like everything. I bought me a little nylon band that flexible band that's on it. One of the little links come out of it and it come off my hand one night. Luckily I found it and I put this kind of buckle band on it where I can't lose it, you know, but I ain't had a thing done to it. The old crystal scratched up a little bit, but other than that it's ticking right on just like a charm. I know I'll be wearing it when I get back there. So I just thought I'd throw that in, take a little bit of the tape up. And like I said, I'll be wearing it when I get back. I'll give it back to you when I get back. But kind of partiality thing, you know. Don't know if y'all remember not, Linda Sue gave me that watch for Christmas. Well, shouldn't have said that, I guess. I guess truth comes out when a person ain't really thinking. I don't have to tell y'all, I still think about her. I mean, she bore birth my child. What else can I do but think about her? You know, there's gonna be something there, no matter what she's done or what I've done. I don't love her, don't y'all get me wrong, and I'd never let her come between my marriage and what's going on, but, I mean, just like I said, she bore birth my child. Tanya's part of her and part of me, so, there'll always be something there as long as I live. Just same with Linda and her husband. I mean, she had a miscarriage by her first husband. I know that there'll always be some little something there between them. And she can't tell me there won't. She's told me there wouldn't, but I've been down the road too many times, and I know how these girls nowadays are. And I can just about, I ain't bragging nothing, but I can just about tell you what's on their mind and what's going on. I guess I shouldn't even express that, but like I said, I'm just saying what's on my mind. Well, the boys is coming back from beer tent now. Beer tent must close down. There'll probably be a little bit of noise here as time goes on by. Y'all hear them going by and talking, first one thing another. Don't think nothing about it because just a bunch of GIs. I about run out of anything to say, I'll tell you. I stand there trying to talk this old thing. Sure do wish I could be standing there talking to y'all in person. I ain't got but about 28 weeks and 6 days, I believe it is now. I believe that's how I've got it marked on my calendar. I'll be back home. Don't know, I kind of been thinking about going to work for Bell Helicopter when I get back. By the way, did I tell y'all on that tape the other night? I don't remember, but Richard Byers is up Cameron Bay, and I remember telling y'all about meeting one of my old buddies I went through basic with, but I don't know if I told you that Richard was up there or not, but he's up Cameron Bay now, and I got his address. I'm going to write him and see if there ain't some way that I can get up there to see him. Don't know. Don't get to see Linda on my R&R or not. But if I don't get to go to Hawaii, well, they got an R&R center in Cameron Bay. I might go up there and...
Hey,
what are you doing, man?
Man, I'm off. Hey, see.
There's one guy walked by carrying two air mattresses. I guess he's going skiing skiing or something. Now, I might, like I was saying, I might go up to Cameron Bay, spend my R&R up there if I don't get to go to Hawaii. I hope I get to go to Hawaii, naturally. Time will tell. Well, like I said, this is a pretty long tape tonight. Hope y'all don't get bored listening at it. I stood here and talk about first one thing and another, and I guess I'd say a whole lot more if I was there with you. I know I could. I could just talk to you all night. But can't be right now. Won't be long till it can be. So we just I'll look for that day to get here. Had a couple more buddies leave yesterday, go back home. Eddie Williams and Johnny Mormon and Ray Mraz, they all ETS'd out yesterday. I guess, well, they probably all be hitting the States about right now. I'll be landing in Oakland. And they's all happy and everything. One of them gave me a bunch of fatigues that, you know, he had. And, oh, by the way, I was worried about my fatigue and everything when I come over here. Well, boy, I got more fatigues now than I know what to do with. You know them that you give me, Dad? Well, I took them, traded them for some that fit me. And I had seven sets of fatigues besides them. And I run into Dad, you'll understand this more than the rest of them will. But I run into a supply sergeant the other day. Got to talking to him, shooting a bull. He needed to load a lighter ride. So I said, man, I can fix you up. And I traded him a load of lighter ride for five sets of jungle fatigues. So I got about 12, 14 sets now, fatigues, and I'm sitting pretty good on fatigues. I got boots, fatigues. That ain't the first time I've swapped lighter ride for clothes and stuff. You know how it is when you're in country, Daddy. You can explain it to them. When you're a truck driver, you can get just about anything you want. Gravel, and lighter ride, and sand. It comes pretty hefty over here in these little old places along the road and everything. Shoot, I drop me a load off every once in a while and pick up some things I need. I beat the Army out of anything I can. Y'all know me. If I see a chance to beat them, I'm sure gonna do it. Don't know if I told y'all or not, but I got those pictures out that I told y'all that I'd taken, some of the film that y'all sent me. And I'll be sending them to y'all before long now. Next letter, when I get up the nerve to write a letter. I hadn't wrote many letters lately. And first time I get the chance, well, I write a letter and send to y'all. But I got some pretty good pictures I'll be sending you too. And I got them back of that water buffalo I was telling you about. Those Vietnamese were skinning and everything. So y'all be getting them for too long. Y'all send me some more. You know that picture you sent of Max and Sue, brother and sis? That's the only picture I got of y'all and Keith and Craig. If little old Todd had been in there, it'd been complete. So I want y'all to all get together and get the five of you there and take one and send to me. It really means something to me. Y'all just don't know how much it does. Well, y'all, this whole tape's just about gone now. I about managed to talk it out, so as it runs off, well, y'all all know, just like I always close my tapes, I'm closing my love to all of you. It's starting to sprinkle right now anyhow, so maybe I'll hit with luck tonight. I'm going in.